break a good firm yank.
It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot it.
The emergency break of the week.
Oh no. So I guess I'd like
call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the
no. Good lord! Most confused human being. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Brakes sponsors the emergency break of the week. We have three fine candidates for you, and you get to vote on them at 214-787-1310. Now, I don't want to oversell this, but some are calling this the e-brake of the year.
Wow.
From one Bob Sturm of Bad Radio. I was listening to this live, and it was really funny. It was really funny how it ended the conversation, and they just went to commercial break on Bad Radio. They were talking about restaurants, and Dan was talking about, you know, trying to find a place where you could watch a game and have, you know, a good view of a television. Well, Bob brings up the name of a place that has a lot of televisions where you can watch a game and get a quality meal, but he didn't say the name of the place and then restaurant after that, and it's kind of important to say that when you mention this particular restaurant.
Okay. I'll go to Olive Garden or the other one
Macaroni
that you write
grill.
On.
And that's a word.
Because they don't have a TV at every table. And I'm going to tell you what else. So then we go to the... We always get a treat. Not always, but...
Do you like BJ's?
BJ's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good day.
Mark!
Hey, Danica.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, go to break. In on a high. Don't say another word.
That place are great. Now working with MLB Network. So now Bob is haunted with that question that will be revisited several times over. You want to play it in its drop form in there? Oh, or...
I wish they would have laid out on him.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a lot better. Just leave him hanging and explaining himself.
Do you like BJ's?
But I think they were also shocked by the statement or question.
Please tell me Grooves didn't fire that off when they had Danica Patrick on the other day.
Mm. Oh, he probably did.
All right, so there's Bob. Bob Sturm up for an emergency break of the week.
Do you like BJ's?
And then there's Corby. Who is such a loose cannon. And he was really loose the other day, already talking. You got to be careful at all times when you're on the air. Be a responsible broadcaster. But you also have to be responsible when you're talking about things like condoms. And Corby was not.
It's like the term rubber.
And use a rubber.
I mean, they could.
Instead of
they
prophylactic?
Yeah, or call it like a sock or something like
Holy
that.
Holy crap!
Wow! Whoa.
What are you doing?
Snake.
The hell? You talk about me.
Just lost half the show.
Talk about me going scorched earth?
Did you really think you could get away with that? Or
I had a good feeling I couldn't.
I love Grooves. He must have just laid on that dump button because he goes, we just lost half the show.
They're not trying to execute the policy of dump and chase again, are they? Because if they are, that's really dangerous for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Corbin needs to be much more responsible.
They just get too casual with each other on that show. Like it's everyday conversation because that's the way they talk out in the cubicle area all the time.
Well, that's cubicle talk.
Clean up their language is what they need to do.
Did he rhyme that with sock? Was that the one he used?
No, he used your first name.
Okay, yeah. All right. That's, I wasn't sure. Thought I'd check.
All right, thank you for that clarification. And that brings us to candidate number three, Norm. Now, there are so many different types of meltdowns for Norm. The argument with the caller, sometimes in his advanced age, forgetting subjects that he's talking about and things like that. But we also enjoy the Norm burp. And the most classic moment for that was the crocodile burp that he launched a few years back that sounded something like this. Still amazing. That's still being studied by scientists nationwide just to figure out what kind of animal that is.
Sounds like a whale.
We always said it's that low bellowing sound of the crocodile, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's an amazing noise. Well, Norm is back again with another burp. Now, you try to classify it. I'm going to say frog. You tell me what you say.
Buddy Bobois had two ultimately forgettable games. Now, both games were hard to win. Do we agree?
Yep.
Toronto and Washington, though not of the caliber of the Mavericks, put up a bit of a fight yesterday.
Struggling. All right, let's hear that one isolated.
Ugh.
So wet.
Gross. Oh, my gosh. That's gross. Amazing. You can hear him kind of ramping up. He uses a real gravelly voice right before that. That almost sounded like the burp itself when he was...
Yeah, he's obviously just been eating something in the break before.
Mm-hmm. Eggs, probably. Eggs and olives. All right, let's hear Pickles. One more time.
Buddy Bobois had two ultimately forgettable games. Now, both games were hard to win. Do we agree? Toronto and Washington, though not of the caliber of the Mavericks, put up a bit of a fight.
Norm's not drinking on the air, is he?
That sounded like he was drinking.
Yeah, it kind of did. Like
that would be less offensive than what he does do when he's on the air.
That sounded like Harry Carey
working himself.
Didn't right. you have a burping no. moment this week, or was that last week? Did George?
Oh, yeah. I think that may have been...
He had a funny burping moment or a noise yeah. moment or something.
Yeah, I think that was last week. All right, so those are your three candidates, Bob, Corby, or Norm, 214-787-1310.
Bob.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Musers, me and my big-ass Super Bowl ring want to vote for Corby.
Good Lord, what a callback that is.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Musers.
Hey.
This is Tracy Morgan.
Are you right. supposed
if
to
I
sound?
I like guacamole and cannonballs, I'm going to vote for George.
I'm not up.
That didn't sound anything like Tracy Morgan.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
And like Tracy Morgan, he wasn't funny, though, so mm-hmm. maybe so. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Gosh.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Mr. Hiskus, and a shout-out to Race Week.
All right.
Thank
there you.
There
you go, Rich. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, well, it is the ladies, man, and, excuse me,
yeah. It's a Norm vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, guys. This is Jason Barrett. I'm going to take this one day at a time. I'm going to vote for a BJ at 8:07. I'm going to call back and vote for a BJ at 8:08.
Okay. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
You know.
Don't you start playing dumb, wow. Chase, you idiot. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I love BJ's.
That is a good place to go eat. It sure is. I like it, too. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I like BJ's.
All righty. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
It's Corby Davidson of the ticket.
Oh, hey, Corby. How are you?
Great.
I think he's just voting for Corby. Oh. When trying to beat Corby. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I like BJ's.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
Hey.
Who's this?
Your worst nightmare.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, jeez.
Hello. Hi, you're on Sports Talk.
BJ's are winning.
Yes, they are.
Hi, Charlie.
We have a winner.
Yay.
Winning. Rhymes with winning for Bob Sturm.
Okay. I'll go to Olive Garden or the other one
Macaroni
that you write on.
And that's a word.
Because they don't have a TV at every table. And I'm going to tell you what else. So then we go to the... We always get a treat. Not always, but...
Do you like BJ's?
BJ's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Good day.
Mark!
Hey, Danica.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, go to break. In yeah. on a high. Don't say another word.
I
that place was really good. Wow. Great. Now working with
chaos that broke loose. How many is that for the Sturminator?
10th win all time for the Dirty Talker. First right. multiple winner this year.
I have noticed Bob has been working really blue
filthy
for about the last couple of months.
Yeah, filthy. Did you hear that rant he went on last week about renouncing God and all that stuff?
No, I didn't hear that.
That was wild.
Hmm. All right, it's 8:09 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, the fascinating event known as Iditarod.
Do you like BJ's?